Florida is a political battleground state that typically sees a lot of action during national elections. But this year, the GOP's National Committee voted to cut the state's delegation in half, from 99 to 50, as punishment for the state's moving its primary forward in an attempt to have a greater influence on who will be the Republican nominee. When the GOP holds its national convention in Tampa this August, Florida delegates will get the worst seats in the House and hotel rooms that are neither favorable nor convenient to the convention being held downtown. Republican Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp, holding court at Buddy Brew Coffee Shop this morning in West Tampa, said he isn't happy about the penalties.
Well, I think that's kind of silly. I think that the Florida is an incredibly important state and ought to have a voice, and a very important voice, in who our next nominee should be, because I think Florida is very reflective, you know, of the nation.
The first presidential primaries typically take place in small states, giving even lesser-known and underfunded candidates a chance to connect with interested voters, and perhaps perform better than expected and pull off an upset. But in recent years, several larger states have been vying for earlier primaries in hopes of securing a greater political commitment from candidates. Sharp sees the value in small states leading off the primaries, but would still like to see a greater voice for Florida in the process.
A candidate who's unknown, who doesn't have the capital to run for president, who could never compete in a Florida, can get their sea legs, so to speak, in these smaller caucuses or primaries. Go out there with volunteers and going and doing public meetings, you know, test themselves. And if they're marketable and they survive, then, you know, they have the attention that's necessary to raise the capital to compete in a state like Florida or, you know, California, New York, things like that. If you start with a state like Florida, then only the very, very wealthy who have a lot of money behind them have a prayer. And I don't want to see that happen. So I kind of like the longer process. I just don't want to see Florida dismissed. And in the past, what's happened is Florida waited so long that it really didn't have a voice. So we should move up. But we should also, I think, be respectful of a process which I think allows, you know, the people to kind of vet, you know, who their nominee will be.
Tampa attorney and former city council candidate Republican Tony DeSisto was also hanging out at Buddy Brew Coffee this morning. He says he's happy about Florida's new primary date, despite the penalties.
I think Florida's very representative of the country at large. I think we have, you know, urban, we have farm, we have suburban. You know, I think we have a good demographic mix. So I think it's good to be in the discussion. I think it's unfortunate that we've had our delegates cut. I don't think it should have been done. I think having the convention here in Tampa and cutting the delegates is sort of the wrong message to send. And I wish they didn't do it, but I don't think it's going to damper the excitement that we're going to have here in Tampa.
Regarding the Republican debate being held in Tampa on Monday, DeSisto says he'd like to hear the candidates talk more about concrete plans rather than slogans.
Especially in our political climate now, it's easier to give, you know, little sound bites and negative attacks about either the president or about your other proponents. What I want to hear is, you know, an action plan for what you're going to do on a whole host of issues, but most importantly, obviously, the economy.
And which candidate is DeSisto supporting?
My candidate was John Huntsman. he's out. Before that, it was Mitch Daniels. He never got in. At this point, I'm going to be supporting Romney because he's what's left that I'm supporting. I mean, I think he's got a good economic record, and I think he speaks knowledgeably and practically on the issues, even if I don't agree with him all the time or everything that he stands for.
Some folks in Tampa aren't thrilled about the Republican debates coming up on Monday. University of South Florida student Michael Fernandez is upset that although USF is hosting the debate, very few students are allowed to attend.
Well, as a USF student, I believe it to be completely and utterly abhorrent that we've been barred from a debate at our own university. And I believe the Republican agenda and most of the Republican candidates to be totally out of touch with the American people, and we need to put a little reality in their systems. It's a private event. You have to get either a ticket from the campaign or an invitation from the university. I have no idea how to actually go about acquiring those things. A lot of our lots have been shut down, so parking is even more hellish than it normally is. And they've given it all over to the press and the Republican candidates and their staffs. And for the last week, all of the buildings have been secured and secured and resecured. And they've just taken over campus. And they're whoring out our theater, they're whoring out the university to get some money from the Republicans.
Tampa resident and LGBT activist Jennifer Lopez says she plans to protest Monday's debate based on the candidate's stances on gay and lesbian rights.
Personally, my issues with Republicans are the lack of acceptance to the LGBT community. I hope that they hear us, that they know that we're out here, that we're not going to leave, and that they can start to see some of our points of views and notice that these aren't just a few people that have these point of views, but a good portion of the world.
The Republican presidential debate is being sponsored by the Tampa Bay Times, NBC, the National Journal, and the Florida Council of 100. It will be televised live on Monday evening at 9 p.m. on NBC. For WMNF News, this is Kelly Benjamin in Tampa.